so today, continuing with our theme of self-practice, we are going to start with an abdominal workout following the settling for about 15 to 20 minutes. So building up heat in the core, but also toning the abdominal area. And then we will flow through some salutations and some dancing warriors, and then finish on the floor with back bends and some seated postures. And then a slightly extended relaxation based on the colour green. Okay, so just ensure you're comfortable. Lay back. And when you feel ready, hug your knees in towards you and gently rock from side to side. Okay, we're just going to start with a lying twist. So bring your feet to the floor, feet together. Draw your heels in towards your spine. Bring your arms beside you, if you have space, make a cross shape with the body. If not, bring your fingertips behind your head. So that's it. Gently rest your fingertips behind your head. Squeeze your knees together. Ease your knees to the right side. Once you've completed your twist, you can look over the left shoulder if that's comfortable. And just take a moment here to soften and melt into that lying twist. And you can have your feet side by side or one stacked on top of the other. You might want to just see what feels good for you. So soften where you are. Use every breath to just melt into the floor. And notice your shoulders nice and grounded. And sense the breath as it flows in and out through your nose. Breath. Return your head to centre, ease your knees up one at a time or together. Just check your spine is nice and straight. Squeeze your knees together, ease them over to the left side and look over your right shoulder. Notice if you feel soft, so the toes, the knees and hips should be soft. Notice where the spine twists. Shoulders melt and soften into your face. And breathe in, come back to centre, ease the arms out from behind your head, give yourself a hug and gently rock from side to side. And then a little bit more dynamic. So keep your feet lifted from the floor and the knees above your hips. Bring your palms by your sides, but maybe lift them up a little and then ground the palms just so there's space for your knees to come down towards the floor. Okay, so exhale, ease the knees towards the right side. You don't need to put them right on the floor. Use your core to support you. Breathe in, come to centre. Breathe out over towards the left side. Breathe in, centre, lovely. Right side, exhale. Inhale, centre. And left side, and centre, lovely. Notice how the spine twists. So keep flowing with your breath. Notice what's working to support the legs above the hips and to twist them. One more each side. Breathe into centre, over to the right. And centering. And finishing on the left side as we started on the right side. And again, draw your knees in. Give yourself a hug. Gently rock from side to side in Apanasana. Okay, float both legs into the air now. Flex your feet. Place the palms by your sides. Just take a moment here. This little inversion, really good for the lymphatic system, releasing fluid as well from the ankles. So feel the base of your spine drawing down and the belly button sinking down towards the back of your spine. We're going to add a bit of movement now. So as you breathe in, reach with your fingertips to your ankles by lifting your head and shoulders from the floor. Exhale, lower head and shoulders down. Lovely. Breathe in, lift, reach for your ankles. Exhale, lower down. And six more in your own time. Breathing in as you lift with the effort to lift. Just completely releasing and exhaling, head and shoulders down as you breathe out. And after those six, hug your knees in and gently rock from side to side. And just notice if you feel just a little bit warmer now as you're working core, lovely. Reverse crunches now. So bring your arms by your sides, palms down. Lift the feet from the floor and you're going to exhale as you hug both knees in and you're inhaling as you tap your toe to the floor. So it's a reverse crunch. So as you crunch in, lift the tailbone just a little bit off the floor. As you inhale, tap the floor, lovely. Exhale, crunch, inhale, tap the toes, keep that breath flowing. Get all the breath out as you crunch and lift. And throughout that reverse crunch, I want you to just feel as though you're drawing your stomach downwards. So try and make that whole core solid as you push yourself down. Can you all feel that? And four more crunches. And after those four, hug your knees in, give yourself a hug, gently rock from side to side. Okay, still working the abs. Float both legs back up to the air, keep them nice and straight, and you're now going to lower your right leg 45 degrees. Your arms are by your sides. As you breathe in, lift head and shoulders up and just reach forward a little. Exhale, lower yourself down. Lovely. Breathe in, lifting. Exhale, lower. And six more on your own time, bringing the total to eight. If it does get too much for your neck, please bring your fingertips lightly behind you. If it's too much for your back, bend both knees in. You can just do a full crunch. Breathing in to lift, exhale to lower. Lovely. Let's do the other side. Reach up with both legs. This time the left leg lowers 45 degrees. Breathe in, lift head and shoulders. Breathe out, lower. So eight this side. So you may have about four more if you've lost count. Unless you're quicker than me and you've got two. That's it. Bring energy in with every in-breath. Just notice if you're a little warmer now. Great, increasing that digestive fire. Okay, yogic cycling now. This is really slow. So you're going to bring your fingertips behind your head. Start with your knees bent. Now, there's two options. You can either extend one leg and then the other, and then you're bringing the elbow to the alternate knee. Or you can just stay with bent knees. Lift the head and shoulders, twist, lower head and shoulders down, lift and twist the other way. But essentially, I'll talk you through the first one. So lift your head and shoulders, lengthen your right leg and twist your right elbow to the left knee. Lovely, so it's the same knee that twists. Lower the head and shoulders down. Then breathe in, lift, twist the other way. Left elbow to right knee, exhale it down. And it's that slow, okay? So draw the knees in really tightly. Lift, breathe in, that's it, extend the leg, and over the other way, lovely, very nice. Take another 10 of these. Breathe in to lift, twist. Exhale to lower and crunch knees in. Well done. And when you've completed those additional 10, or if you've had enough, please give yourself a hug and gently rock from side to side. Well done. And then use the momentum of your legs and just come to a seated position. Lovely. We're going to come into boat pose. So you may like to be in the center of your mat, but make sure you've got space to roll behind you because you may be rolling back. So if your spine is okay to roll back and then up again, you can do the first version. But if you'd rather not roll back and use the spine, just take a still boat pose, okay? Okay, but wherever you are, just for a moment, bend the knees, place the soles of your feet on the floor, hug around the front of your knees and breathe in as you lift your spine. Lovely. And then lift both arms ahead of you so they're parallel with each other and the floor. And then lean back 45 degrees and lift your feet from the floor. Now you're going to hold that for a moment, okay? If you'd like to roll with this, you're going to roll back and then you're going to roll back up to this still position of boat pose and hold for a moment and then you can roll back again and lift, but don't put your feet on the floor as you come up. So lift that heart and roll back again. But if you'd rather just stay still in boat, just listen to your body. This is a challenge and this will really bring the heat into your body. In lift, that's it. Test that core. Wonderful. And take four more. Or take four breaths in that static boat pose, Navasana. And then you can roll back, give yourself a hug, gently rock from side to side. And you feel that, yeah? Make a lovely star shape with your body. Wrists into the top corners of your mat. Ankles into the bottom corners of your mat. We're going to start with a stretch. So as you breathe in, reach and make yourself as long and as wide in your star as you can. And as you exhale, just soften where you are. Breathe in, stretch and reach and soften. And one more. Stretch and reach and widen and soften. Lovely. We're going to do star sit-ups now. So breathe in, lift head and shoulders, tap your right hand on the left ankle. And exhale that down. Then lift head and shoulders, left hand to right ankle, and lower yourself down. And we'll take eight more. Breathe in to rise, exhale to lower. Getting you bikini ready. Breathe in energy to fuel the muscles of the body. And after you've completed eight, give yourself a hug, gently rock from side to side. And then just shake out the legs, shake out the arms. That concludes your abdominal practice. Okay, so you can do it every morning and every evening. Right, when you're ready, let's stand in Tadasana. So just roll up. Please have a drink if you need one. So find Tadasana when you're ready. Spread your feet to ground them. Lift up through the ankles, knees, roll out your thighs, tuck your tummy in, bring your hands to your heart. Just establish your breathing for a moment. So just like the start of Surya Namaskara A, we're going to fold into forward bend, extend the spine, forward bend again, and then just stand and back bend once more before you return to Tadasana, just to get the spine warmed up. So take a breath in, reach tall, maybe add a back bend if that suits you. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, look up, hands on the thighs or the shins. Forward bend again as you exhale. Inhale, sweep the hands high, stand tall. Exhale, hands to your heart, lovely. Repeating, breathe in, reach tall, maybe adding a back bend. Forward bend, Uttanasana, nose to knees. Looking up, extend your spine. Exhale, forward bend, reach nice and tall. Exhale, hands to the heart, lovely. One more, breathe in to rise, forward bend, looking up, extend, lovely, forward bend again, reaching tall, and take the hands to the heart, take a moment here. So recover your breath, draw energy in, we're going to flow a little bit more. So similar, and then we're going to go to plank position. So breathe in, reach tall, exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up and finding plank position. So hold here. So just check the hands are nice and grounded. If you're feeling too much flexion in the wrists, step the hands forward just ahead of the shoulders. Push into the heels. Feel the thighs squeezing together to support the lower back. So there's still space between the legs, but you're squeezing as though you're holding a brick between them. And now we're coming into a blissful downward facing dog. So lift your tailbone, push your chest towards your thighs. If you need to reduce your stance a little, you can. If you want to pedal your heels down and bend alternate knees, just ease into the back of the legs. Just take a moment there. When you feel ready, come to a still downward facing dog. Again, shifting into plank position, lower the hips and bring the shoulders over the wrists. Lovely. Beautiful. We're going to squeeze ourselves down to the floor. If you can hover in Chaturanga, just hover for a couple of breaths, halfway between where you are and the floor. And then lower yourself down, scoop through, point your toes, come into a cobra, striking forwards as well as up. Draw the shoulders down towards the base of your spine. Nice soft face, soft shoulders, lovely. And then tucking your toes under, find downward facing dog again. Taking five breaths here. Fabulous. And just melt for a moment into child pose. Please release your wrists. Recover your breath. And notice the warmth you've generated in your body. Okay, back to all fours. Tuck your toes under, downward facing dog. Look through between your hands. Step or jump through. Keep looking up as you extend your spine. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high as you stand. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment here, lovely. Okay, you're going to flow now into Surya Namaskara A. So take an in-breath, reach tall with the arms back bending if that suits you. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, look up. Exhale, into plank position. Keep the exhale going as you lower yourself down to the floor. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Exhale, down dog. Five breaths here. Lovely. Keep that breath flowing. After your five breaths, look between your hands, step or jump through to extended forward bend. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweeping hands high as you stand. Exhale, hands to your heart. Lovely. Flowing into the next one, breathe in, reaching tall. Exhale, forward bend. Lovely. Extend the spine as you look up and plank position. Exhale and press up to the floor, still with that exhalation. Scooping through to cobra or up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Lovely. Draw energy in with every in breath. Don't just breathe for breathing's sake, breathe for a purpose. Very nice. Well done. Lovely straight spines. Breathe into the back of your heart space. After your five breaths, look forward, step or jump through. Keep looking up on the in-breath, exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart, lovely. Just take a couple of breaths here. Again, notice the warmth you're generating. Another two rounds. Breathing in, reaching tall. Exhale, folding forwards. Looking up as you breathe in. Exhale, plank and chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Again, five breaths here. The breath is non-full. Spread those fingertips. Feel the fingernails growing and the fingers long, the arms long. Gaze point can be to your navel, to your third eye, the space between your eyebrows, or you can close your eyes. After your five breaths, look forward, step or jump through. Keep looking up on the in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. And exhale, hands to your heart. Just take a couple of breaths here. One final round in your own time. When you're ready, breathe in, reach tall, maybe add that back bend. And again, downward facing dog for five breaths. To Tadasana. And take a moment in Tadasana, connect with the floor, with your breath. Okay, I'm going to flow again back into plank position. So when you're ready, take a breath in, reach nice and tall, exhale, forward bend, nose to knees, inhale, looking up, and then back to plank, but holding plank here. Wonderful. If you need to, you can drop to the knees, but we're going to take a side plank. We're lifting the right arm, so pivot onto the inner side of the right foot, the outer side of the left. Foot, lovely. Maybe stacking the feet to go that one step further. Keep the breath coming in. Look to the floor in your full plank, tucking toes under, or kneeling plank is fine as well. And then we're lifting the left arm, pivoting on the outside of the right foot, the inside of the left edge of the foot, maybe stacking the feet again. Check you're still breathing. And looking to the floor, plank. And just temporarily into downward facing dog. Blissful one, pedal out the heels. And then please melt into child pose. Take a moment to release your wrists. Okay, breathe in back to all fours. Tuck your toes under, a downward facing dog. And then we're going to split the dog, so lift your right leg into the air. We're now going to bend the leg and we're going to open into the right hip. So look under your right armpit, bend the knee and feel that right hip opening. Fabulous. And then square off your hips, extend the right leg back and then ground it into a full down dog. Feel that full down dog, so really push the chest towards your thighs. Keep lifting that tailbone high. Lovely. Let's lift the left leg now. Split your dog. Bend the knee, lift and open the left hip, look under the left armpit. Fabulous. The breath coming in. And then ground the foot. Okay, options here, rest in child or stay in down dog or vinyasa. If you're vinyasa-ing, coming into plank, chaturanga, up dog and downward facing dog. Fabulous. Come to all fours now. Sweep the right foot through between both hands, coming first into a kneeling lunge. So just soften into the left hip flexor. Does anyone need a blanket under the knees? Let me know if you do. So just look up for a moment. Feel open in the throat, in the heart. Okay, we're just going to reach forward with the left arm and then circle the left arm. Allow it to kiss your ear. Look at your fingertips as you circle the arm. So you're extending out forwards and then circling it back. So just keep looking to those fingertips. Easy into the shoulder, helping to feel more open in the chest as well. And then ground that left hand. Now if you'd like to, you can come up to a slightly higher lunge, so tuck the back toes under. Lovely, so in full low lunge there. Okay, but if at any time you need to drop to the knee, please do. We're going to come up into Invincible Warrior now, so just essentially lifting your arms up into this Invincible Warrior. Those toes stay on the mat and it's the left heel that's lifted. Again, a bit of a heat generator. Please drop to the knee any time that becomes your crescent moon pose. And again, we're dropping both hands to the floor, but stay with the knee lifted if you can. Okay, we're going to lift the right arm now, twist to the right side, reach up. Look to the floor, step the right hand over the leg to come towards the left hand so that you can have a nice static twist to the left side. And you should be a little bit more open now. And again, check in with your breath. So ground your hands underneath your shoulders, sweep the right leg back into downward facing dog. You may rest in child, you can stay in a down dog, or you can vinyasa, taking plank, chaturanga, up dog, downward facing dog. And then everyone just melting for a moment in child pose again to recover the breath. Well done. Please release your wrists if you need to. Back to all fours. Let's sweep the left foot through between both hands. Take a moment in kneeling lunge. Look up, open your throat. We're just going to spiral the right arm, so extend it forward, start to circle it. You can follow the hand with your gaze. Breathe in as you lift the arm, breathe out as you lower the arm. Just take four more circles. And then placing that right hand back on the floor. If you're happy, tuck the back toes under, lengthen the back leg, lift the knee. And if you'd like to go deeper, extend both arms above your head into Invincible Warrior. If you need to drop to that knee, that's fine. Just keep that breath flowing. Place both hands on the floor. Lift the left hand now, twisting to the left side. Feel that chest nice and open. Roll those left ribs backwards. And as you look to the floor, step your left hand over the leg towards the right hand, and we're twisting to the right side. Feel nice and open. Harder to breathe here, so bring as much breath in as you can. Wonderful. Ground both hands under your shoulders. Take the left leg back, a blissful downward facing dog. Just pedal out your heels. And resting in child pose. Just sink back onto your heels. Well done. Going to take Dancing Warrior now, but we're going to take each position and stay in it for 5 breaths, and then we're going to flow with 1 breath in every position. So I'd like you to just observe how it feels to be still against how it feels to be moving and dynamic. Okay, so first we'll hold Downward Facing Dog for 5 breaths. So when you're ready, tuck your toes under, push up and back to that down dog, holding here. Extend your right leg into the air, splitting your dog for 5 breaths. If it does get too much, please put that right foot back down into just a full dog. But keep lifting the leg, keep pushing your chest towards your left thigh, keep grounding the left heel. So we're going to take a lunge for 5 breaths. So look through between your hands, sweep your right foot through now between the hands, taking 5 breaths here, looking up, nice soft faces, soft shoulders. Rising into a warrior one. So we need to ground the back foot. So if you need to step it forwards a little, turn it out maybe 45 degrees, maybe a little less. Bend the front knee, raise both arms up, your hips and chest are forwards in warrior one. So it's warrior one, that's it. Nice soft shoulders. Maybe looking to the hands to add a back bend. If that's not good, look forwards. Opening up into warrior two, right arm coming forward, left arm back, hips and chest side on now. Sinking a little bit lower if you can. Lovely. Tilting back into sun warrior, the legs stay as they are, the front leg bent. Reaching up, looking to that right palm, left leg straight down the left leg. And side angle pose, right elbow to right thigh, left arm kissing the ear, or if you want to go lower, you can drop the right hand to the floor inside the right foot. Lovely, return to warrior two, 5 breaths here. As low as you can go, and the arms as active as they can be, lengthening and strong. And then cartwheel your hands to the floor, sweep the right leg back, landing in downward facing dog once more. Wonderful. Splitting the dog left side now, lifting the left leg. Through between your hands, coming into a high lunge. Back toes tucked under. So you need sweep it through, or you could drop to all fours and just use your left hand to pull it through that little bit more. Look up, feel the heart shining forwards. Well done. Ground the back foot now, maybe step it in slightly, raising into warrior one, hips and chest forward, right leg straight, left leg bent, and consciously scoot the right hip forwards and the left hip back. And then we're opening up into warrior two. Take an in-breath as you lean back into Sun Warrior. That front knee nice and bent. Draw the navel in, feel that front body long. Nice soft shoulders. And exhale into side angle pose, left elbow to left thigh, right arm kissing the ear. Rolling back those right ribs. Breathe in, return to warrior two. Can you sink any lower? Looking over that front left hand. And cartwheeling your hands to the floor, establishing downward facing dog once more. And please rest for a moment in child pose and just reflect on how it feels to move slowly, to hold postures, to breathe. Notice the warmth you've generated in your body. So in contrast, we're now going to flow through that sequence, Dancing Warrior, with one breath in each posture. So a little bit more frantic. And it just builds up as much heat as before, but it's different. It's good to mix speed with slowness to give our muscles a challenge and a change. So when you're ready, back to all fours, tuck your toes under, return to downward facing dog. Okay, so breathe out. As you breathe in, lift your right leg. Breathe out, step your right foot through between your hands. As you breathe in, rise to warrior one. Breathe out, coming into warrior two, tilting back into Sun Warrior. Exhale, side angle pose. Inhale, warrior two. And cartwheel your hands to the floor, downward facing dog. A lot quicker to do the right side. Take a couple of breaths here. This really does become your resting pose. From downward facing dog, lift the left leg, breathe in, exhale it through between your hands, breathe in, rising to warrior one, back foot nice and grounded, opening up into warrior two, inhale Sun Warrior, exhale side angle pose, inhale warrior two, cartwheel your hands to the floor, downward facing dog. Use this as your resting pose. So your choice is to rest in child. You can stay here or you can add a vinyasa here. Plank, chaturanga, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Lovely. Let's take another round of Dancing Warrior. So breathe out, breathe in, right leg lifts. Step it through as you exhale. Inhale, coming to warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Lovely. Tilting back, Sun Warrior. Side angle pose, right elbow to right thigh. Inhaling back to warrior two. Cartwheel your hands down, find downward facing dog. This, again, resting pose. So draw as much breath in as you can to re-energize your body. And let's take the left side. Breathe in, lift the and split the left leg, step it through between the hands, rising on the in-breath to warrior one. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, coming into Sun Warrior. Exhale, side angle pose. Lovely. Inhale, warrior two. Cartwheel your hands down as you exhale. Inhale, back to downward facing dog. Again, the choices are resting child, a static down dog, or vinyasa, plank, chaturanga, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. And then please rest in child pose and take a moment to observe how it feels to flow a bit more swiftly through that practice. So focus on your breath. Notice again the heat you've generated in your body. Well done. So come to plank position now. So you're onto all fours, extend your legs back. Take a moment here, breathing nice and fully, and we're just going to ease ourselves to the floor. All the way down, nice and slowly, fabulous, okay. So we're just gonna go for some back bends now. We're gonna start with a dynamic locust pose. So just make sure your face is on your mat beneath you. Bring your arms by your sides, your palms face up. You can have the feet slightly apart. Just make sure the heels are falling out to the sides. This will give you more space in your lower spine. So breathe in, lift the head, shoulders, arms, hands, feet, thighs. As you breathe out, lower yourself completely down. Dynamically working, breathing in, lifting into your locust. Exhale it down. Take four more breaths in your own time. Each time you breathe in, lift a little bit higher. Lower it down. Breathe in to rise. Exhale to lower, lovely. So just four of those extra ones. And then you can rest on one cheek. Get your breath back for a moment. Okay, then we're going into bow pose. So you can bend your knees, catch hold of your feet, and then walk your hands down towards your ankles. Keep looking at the floor, don't look around. We're going to hold this one. So as you breathe in, lift your chest from the floor and feel as though you're straightening your legs now. See if you can get a little bit higher and draw the shoulders down towards your spine. Now flex your feet, see if you can get higher still. Take four more full breaths, bring the breath into the belly. Increase that digestive fire. And then you can release down, rest on the other cheek. Well done. And to counterbalance those back bends, we'll take a little child pose. So bring your hands underneath your shoulders, push up and back, softening here. So you can have nice wide knees, big toes touching. Just take a moment here, surrender the body forwards. And then lift your head, come onto your bottoms, extend your legs out in front of you. We're going to take a wide-legged forward bend in a seated position, so you might need to negotiate with your neighbour, but I want you to spread your legs as wide as you can. Feel that nice stretch. Come wherever you like, Nicole. Okay, so take a moment in the centre. Reach up with the spine and then walk yourself forwards. You might not get very far. Gravity is not very effective here. Sometimes easier to do a standing version. But just soften, and hopefully you're feeling a stretch in the sides of the inner legs. Flex your feet for a moment, just notice how that feels. And if you want to, you can lift your arms from the floor. That might give you a little bit more leverage to ease forwards just a little bit. And then you can walk your hands back up to centre. Okay. Breathe in, lift your spine. We're now reaching with the right fingertips towards the right ankle. Bring your left hand into the small of your back and look over your left shoulder. So just feel nice and open in the side body. Feel space in the heart. Nice soft faces, soft shoulders, lovely. And if it's comfortable, stay where you are, but lift your left arm, allow it to come over the top of your head and aim for your toes. You might not reach them, but I want you to feel a side stretch rather than reaching for the toes if you haven't quite made it. So it's more important to be open and to keep rolling those left ribs backwards. So very carefully ease back to centre. Feel yourself lift in the centre with the spine. Reach with your left fingertips to the left heel. Right hand in the small of your back. Look over your right shoulder. Every time you breathe in, feel your chest opening and widening. Feel yourself opening just a little bit more. So push that right shoulder back. And then on your next in-breath, reach up with your right arm, allow it to kiss the ear, reach for your left toes. Your breath is long and full, lovely. And breathe in, come to centre, reach tall, ease your legs together. Give them a little shake out, lovely. So scoot towards the front edge of your mat, bend your knees, rolling down with control, so laying each vertebrae back so you come to lay down. So extend your arms ahead of you and then start to tilt the pelvis up as you start to roll back onto the floor, lovely, keep rolling back. And when you reach the floor, you can hug your knees in and rock from side to side in Apanasana, lovely. So shake out your legs, shake out your arms like a beetle trapped on its back. And a free posture, so if your body needs anything, listen to it. But if you'd like to just simply lay back in Shavasana now, we're going into a relaxation. So lying back just as we started. Let me know if you'd like a blanket. Do you want this bolster? So today's relaxation is based on the colour green, and it's the colour midway in the light spectrum. And it's neither hot nor cold and is associated with calm and harmony, balance and centering. And when you think of the colour green, you think of nature, fresh lawns, prana and energy. So allow your body to just be. Notice the breath, breathing the body. And become aware of the four parts of the breath. The inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and the pause. The four parts to each and every breath. Feel as though you're just witnessing the breath. Be an observer. Take your attention to your heart center. And as you take your in-breath, feel the heart opening, widening, expanding. And as you breathe out, feel the heart softening, melting. And as the heart opens on the in-breath, feel this opening as space. A space that allows you to breathe more easily, both mentally and physically. And deep down in this space is a seed of emerald green light. As you breathe in and out, allow this seed to grow into a ball of emerald green energy. Allow it to soak into the chest center, to bathe the lungs in green light, to bring energy, harmony, and balance to the whole body. The whole body healed by this green light. And now feel as though you're sinking into a lush green carpet of springy grass. And allow the earth to support you as the whole body is bathed in a green luminous light. Without disturbing yourself too much, become aware of your body once more, of the space you're lying in. Very slowly start to move your toes, feet and ankles, your fingertips, hands and wrists. Turning your head from one side and then to the other. And you may like a stretch or to hug your knees in, just listen to what your body needs. And when you feel ready, bend your knees and ease over onto your side, taking a moment here to observe how you're feeling. Coming up to a comfortable seated position. And we'll bring some breath back into the body. So with a nice straight spine, breathe in, lift the arms above your head, exhale, palms down the centre line of your body, and two more breaths. Namaste. Thanks very much, ladies.
Thank you.
See you next week.